Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
#3 Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Well, been a minute because I've been ailing, but joining me now from his digs in Arizona is the most read writer in the gun culture, that being Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well, and I'm glad to hear you're sounding a bit better.
We'll see. It's, you know, it's clearly demonstrable of how sensitive I am to pills.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people are, and different people, different pills. So
yeah. So when they changed mine up, I was very used to the ones I had. Felt pretty good, but no, they were the wrong things. But let's not talk too much about my nonsense. Let's talk about, well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They have decided, even though that Second Amendment thingy's out there, there is actually no right to bear arms.
It is an amazing decision or opinion. They're called opinion, and an amazing dissent in that case, which is Young versus County of Hawaii. When the bill was decided, not the bill, when the case was decided by the three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit, which decided that you did have a right to bear arms, it was Young versus County of Hawaii, which was, significant because he was suing the county because the county would not issue him a permit under Hawaii law. Well, when they wrote the opinion for the case in the 11-judge panel, which is what they have in what's called an en banc panel in California. Most circuit courts, when they have an en banc panel, it means the whole court. But all judges will hear. But in the Ninth Circuit is so huge. It's enormous. It should be split up into probably three circuits. But it's just one. And it covers about 60 million people. And they have 29 judges on it. So in order to make the panel sort of reasonable, they kept it to 11 judges. And in the en banc panel, they changed the name of the case. I mean, this is just weird. I've never heard of such a thing before. Instead of Young versus the County of Hawaii, it became Young versus the State of Hawaii.
Now, what is the significance of that happening?
Well, I think they're trying to... One of the things they're trying to do is to say that he didn't have an as-applied challenge, which is nonsense, which the dissent points out. And that is, an as-applied challenge means the law might be okay as a law, but the way that it's actually applied is unconstitutional. And I read the dissent, and I read the opinion, and I think the idea claiming that he doesn't have that Young did not have an as-applied challenge, just nonsense, because you read what he wrote, and very clearly, he is asking for relief as the law is applied to him, among a bunch of other things. Well, this is an amazing case in many ways, but one of the things is that he initially filed the case by himself without an attorney, pro se,
right,
it's called. And it has made it all the way up through numerous iterations. It's taken an enormous amount of time. I'm trying to remember when that case was first filed, but it wasn't like 3 or 4 years ago.
It's been a moment. He's gone through a lot of iterations.
Oh, yes. And he's picked up some decent legal assistance along the way.
Alan Beck, Stephen Stambolia.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. And, I mean, the thing is that to any, I would say, fair observer, you know, they should rule for him. And the district court, well, the three-judge panel did, and I think it did the right thing. But then, as is usual in the Ninth Circuit, when you have a three-judge panel ruling in favor of the Second Amendment, it seems almost automatically it goes to an en banc panel, which then reverses. And that's what's happened in this case. And I don't know if I could call it troubling or just expected, because if you, like I said, the opinion, I think it's about 127 pages long, and then I think the dissent is about 65 pages long. So there's quite a bit there. But that length in the opinion, it really is meant more to obfuscate than to throw light on what's going on. Now, that's my opinion.
Right.
But there's a blog out there called the Bullock Conspiracy. Used to be written mostly by Eugene Bullock, but there's some other contributors on there now. And there's a paper published that picks apart the opinion. And what's amazing is you go through the opinion and you find where they selectively quoted things to try to make their point. In other words, they'd take a word out at the end of a sentence in order to claim that the sentence meant exactly opposite what it really means. And that's in the majority opinion. I mean that just is fraud, essentially. It's essentially lying. And how? The question is, will anybody call them on it? It has to go to the Supreme Court for anybody to call them on it. Well, I mean, for it to have a legal effect. But just to see, and this paper goes through all the cases where they say this case says this, and they abruptly chop the sentence off one word before the period and don't leave that word in, and it changes the meaning of the sentence 180 degrees. And they do this very similar things 3 or 4 times. I've never seen anything quite like it. But it shows how desperate the people are. Now, understanding this, the way that I see it, is that progressives have never been shy about changing the meaning of words or saying that the Constitution doesn't really, it means whatever we say it means at any one time, according to progressives. So all I can understand is look at the majority opinion in this case and say, well, they decided they didn't want people to be able to carry weapons as a matter of right, so they decided that, and then they figured out a way to try to obfuscate as much as possible in order to justify what they did. And that's what it looks like to me. So there's a great article in Reason Magazine about it. There's the paper that's only been seen a few hundred times. I'm probably going to write a separate article just on the fraud involved in the majority opinion. And it's kind of amazing. Now, will this ever see the Supreme Court? Don't know, because we have a New York rifle and pistol case that is being decided in the sense of it's being decided whether the court will hear it or not. By the court, I mean the U.S. Right. Supreme Court. And it's already been in conference a couple of times, and it's another carry outside the home, that is, the right to bear arms.
I tell you what, hold on right there. We're coming up on the first break. This article is published. It is at Ammoland.com. If it's not on the front page, you can go to all contributors. Look for Dean Weingarten. He's middle of the column on the left-hand side. Click on that. It'll be at the top of the page. This is a fascinating read because we've been here before with the Ninth Circuit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. about this Ninth Circuit case, because out of the Ninth Circuit, you know, we had Peruta, where they had the three-panel judge that found for Peruta, which therefore that meant, was that the one where there was constitutional carry throughout the United States for 2 or 3 days after that first case until they appealed that?
No, I don't think so. But
or was that Young?
There was a case that happened in the District of Columbia where there was constitutional carry in the District of Columbia for a couple of days until they met the judge's order. You know, they came up with another law, basically. And in Peruta, there was significant effects in that a lot of places in the Ninth Circuit said, whoa, we see what's going on here. We better pass a law so that we have a law in place when they rule that you have a right to carry. And both Northern Mariana Islands got into a system where somebody challenged the law there, and eventually they were required to grant to have shall issue permits. They're highly restrictive, but they are shall issue. And then Guam passed also in that period a shall issue permit, which is a much more reasonable one. For whatever reason, Guam is a lot more reasonable about carry permits than the Northern Mariana Islands.
Yes.
So there were positive effects from that. But now we have this case of Young versus Hawaii, and now it's the state of Hawaii. Why they made that change is not absolutely clear, but they changed it. I've never heard of such things before. But anyway, so that case is certainly going to be appealed to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court has had a conference, at least one, where they may have considered the New York rifle and pistol case, which is another right to bear arms case, because the members of the New York Rifle and Pistol Association say they won't be granted permits. People will not grant them permits because they claim they don't have sufficient reason. And they say, well, the Second Amendment is our reason. We don't need anything more than that. And it's a more complex and subtle case than that in a way, but that's the essential argument. And that is to be distributed for conference. It was to be distributed on the 26th of March, and it was to be distributed on the 1st of April. And so far, we haven't heard anything about what happened on the 1st of April. So that's several days ago. So they may have decided that they are going to grant a writ of certiorari, which means they would hear the case. And I'm talking about the Supreme Court now.
Right.
Or they may have delayed it for another round of distribution. And I've seen enough of these cases now that it doesn't necessarily mean a lot if they delay it for a few days. They may just not have gotten to it. Something else may have happened. But at least you know it is still in play. It's when they say, nope, we're not granting a writ of certiorari, that you know it's they've decided not to hear it. And this case is already there. The one in the Ninth Circuit, Young versus State of Hawaii, that case has not officially been appealed to the Supreme Court yet because it's so recent. And it takes a little while to get the paperwork together and get everything ready and meet the deadlines and print out all the... I mean, all this stuff has numerous detailed administrative processes where the lawyers have to cross every T and dot every I to make sure it's just perfect before the appeal is actually filed. So that's the state of legislation right now. I think we have a good chance with the current makeup of the court for them to uphold the right to bear arms. But we've been disappointed before, so you know, you get a little gun shy, as it were, when you think everything is there and they can't possibly rule differently, and then something is done. They refuse to hear, or they you know, say that well, it's got to be delayed. Or, and part of what we are seeing is the delay game. I mean, I don't think that Peruta ever thought the case would take as many years as it took and then end up essentially being refused to be heard by the Supreme Court. And I've talked to Ed Peruta. He's a very bright guy. And,
yep.
He's passionate about it.
Let me get you to hang on there for a minute. We're coming up on the next break. And I'm premature. I'm premature to this.
Oh, okay.
So please continue on. I was not reading the right clock.
That's all right. Anyway, we're still in the air, and this is more than 10 years after Otis McDonald won his case in Chicago, in Illinois, where they said you have to, the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment applies to the states through the 14th Amendment. And I've been somewhat surprised by just how tenacious and vicious and nasty the opposition to a fair reading of the Second Amendment has been. And I've thought about it quite a bit, and I wrote a little essay a while ago talking about how the progressives, and that's who I would say, well, you can say progressives, you can say Marxists, or leftist or fascist, they're all pretty much just slight iterations of the same game, which is the state has unlimited power. And why they so vociferously hate the Second Amendment. And what I came to believe was that they hate it because it limits government, and it does in a very direct, obvious way. It says you can't take away people's guns. They have a right to have them and to carry them. And for people who have made essentially the state their god, that is just horrific. It is heterodoxy. It's blasphemy virtually to claim that it is a good thing to have the state limited. And so, even though it would be to their benefit, imagine if the Democrats, say, I know this is really going out into flights of fancy here, but imagine if the Democrats embraced the Second Amendment and said, yeah, let's have constitutional carry all across the country. It really benefits minorities.
Let's hold on real quick. Now we're actually at the break. This article is on amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to unveil a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday following a recent uptick in shootings.
I don't have anything to preview. I can convey that I expect the president will have more to say tomorrow.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki speaking to reporters today. The actions will reportedly focus on tightening restrictions around ghost guns, which are homemade firearms that lack commercial serial numbers and could be obtained without a background check. Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. California Congressman Tom McClintock says the numbers are overwhelming.
There were 100,000 total encounters with the Border Patrol in February. Folks, that is the population of the entire city of South Bend, Indiana.
The Dow gaining 16 points on Wednesday to close at 33,446. USA Radio News. President Biden looking into forgiving student loan debt.
President Biden has asked the U.S. Department of Education to conduct a legal review of the president's authority to cancel student loan debt. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona is expected to send a legal review to the president within weeks. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Biden will make a decision at that time. Financial folks said it's not a question of understanding the complexities of the issue, but the ability to interpret the law. During the Trump administration, the Education Department talked about wide-scale student loan forgiveness also. The Department of Education at that time issued a legal memo that determined the president does not have the unilateral authority. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Severe weather is hitting parts of the country. There have already been tornado warnings for parts of western Arkansas and central Missouri. Meantime, a tornado watch is in effect for parts of East Texas, northern Louisiana, and most of Arkansas until 8 p.m. Central Time. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we've been talking about the Ninth Circuit, but let's go talk about March, because March, it just keeps on rolling. I mean,
it does. It was the second highest March for firearm sales on record and the highest month ever for checks under the National Instant Background Check System. And so we had less than 4.7 million checks done in March. But what we see there, what's happening, is that the system is being used for a lot of other things than just to check firearm sales. And the biggest of those uses is for carry permits and carry permit rechecks. So while we had 4.7 million background checks, 1.35 million of those checks were just for carry permit rechecks just in the state of Illinois. It appears that they do a recheck on every permit just about every day, which seems absurd, but that's what they do. And so that's one of the things that's bumping up the total checks. But still, we had a very respectable month for firearm sales in March. It was in this very high area of 2 million firearms sold in the month of March. And last year, in 2020, in the month of March, we had 2.37 million sold. So that was a bit more. So it's about roughly 20% down from what it was in that record, which was the highest March ever. And there was some discussion on AMLAND about what is causing this. And somebody made a point, which I thought sounded plausible. He said, well, they've sold all the guns they had in stock, you know, so now they have to wait until they get more guns from the manufacturers. And there's some, you know, there's going to be some of that. If you have already some guns, you have more to sell. So that could be one thing. And then another is that it's hard to get ammunition. I mean, if you're willing to pay about 5 to 6 times what you would have paid a year ago for ammunition,
yeah,
you can get it. But it's 5 to 6 times. I mean, 22 ammunition is going for 30, 40 cents a round, which is absurd. Well, it's not absurd. It's the market working, but it's still right. An extremely high price. So I guess the 22 ammunition that I've got, I probably should sell it. But but I'm going to do research with it, so I've got to have it. You know, it's not something I want to sell. But those are things that may be causing this drop. Certainly the political tension has not gone down much. I maybe see a little bit, and if people see that President Biden doesn't seem to be very capable of actively pushing issues much, or he makes so many mistakes, or his handlers can't quite get it done, that we may actually be able to defeat some of his prescriptions. I mean, a senator in my state, Senator Sinema, Kristen Sinema, if I got it right.
Right.
She has indicated that she will support the filibuster, and she's, even though she is a Democrat, that shouldn't be such a terrible thing, but it has turned out to be. She seems to be able to think on her own and able to avoid pressure from the party. Now, no matter what she's doing, whether it's just power politics or if she is sincerely afraid of what might happen to the country if they allow all these insane things to get passed, she is so far a roadblock to repeal of the filibuster in the Senate and thereby passing, you know, numerous bills that could never pass ordinarily.
Right. Now, one thing about some of this stuff that's going on. Now, we just heard in the news, I don't know if you heard it, but they're talking about Biden is going to come in with some executive actions.
Where yes, I did going, hear about.
Yeah, that he intends to tighten up the whole ghost gun thing. Now, has there ever been a law passed codifying the right to build a gun?
Well, I think it's inherent in the Second Amendment. And remember that the Heller decision specifically limits what the federal government can do. It says, for example, that it can regulate commercial sales.
Sure.
But that's commercial sales of guns. I mean, you have to define what a gun is. And I don't think we're ready as a country to go to the place where we say any part of a gun is a gun.
Yeah.
And if you have to draw a line somewhere, I think the ATF went past what they should do by saying if something is, you know, most of the way, they say 80%, but that's just a figure of speech. If there isn't any machining done in the fire control section of the receiver for a gun, it's not a receiver yet, is what they have said, among a few other things. But you have to say somewhere. You can't just say this block of metal is a receiver. I mean, you could make a pretty good argument that a piece of pipe in a hardware store is over 80% complete as a receiver for a slam fire shotgun.
Right.
So what Biden, we haven't seen, this is pure speculation because we haven't seen what might come out. But he appears to be saying that he, as Emperor of America the First, can arbitrarily say metal with these kinds of cuts may not be possessed by the average citizen unless they go get American government permission first. That's a pretty big stretch.
Yeah.
And it will be challenged, I am sure, right away. I don't know if it'd be D.C. Circuit, probably the D.C. Circuit, but maybe elsewhere. There's no reason now that conservatives, people who want to follow the Constitution, couldn't challenge it in the Sixth Circuit or any the Fifth Circuit or any other place that it seems friendlier. I mean, the precedent has been set that if the president is doing things you don't like, any district judge anywhere in the country can issue an order saying you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because that's what the left did with President Trump repeatedly.
Yeah, the Sixth Circuit, I guess this is going to be a rule change then with the ghost guns. This will be an ATF thing because you can't make a law.
You'd think it, but he's talking about executive order. Well, he can't issue a rule change by executive order. He could tell the ATF, I want you to make this rule change. That's what President Trump had to do with the bump stocks.
Right.
He wasn't able to just declare it. It had to be a rule change. And that has been ruled not constitutional in the Fifth Circuit.
Sixth. Was it the Sixth?
I thought it was the Fifth, but maybe I'm wrong.
One of them has said exactly that, though. One of them has said exactly that.
So. And there's now a split in the circuits, and so the Supreme Court, by their own rules, should take up a case about it. But, you know, it takes a long time for all the procedures to go through, as we've seen. I mean, who would have thought that it'd be over 10 years since the McDonald case before another significant case before the Supreme Court deciding?
Let me get you hang on right there. Hang on right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. We've been discussing a few things with him as we go along because that's what you do with Dean. But I'm having some trouble remembering what it is now because the numbers just keep adding up so fast. Is Tennessee going to be number 20?
I believe so. It'll probably be in just a day or two. The bill has been enrolled. It's been sent to the governor's desk. He can sign it any time. So it's very likely this was his bill. He pushed it. He helped get it through the Senate and the House. I don't see him not signing it. He's probably just setting up a nice little tableau where, you know, you have the cameras rolling and it's a beautiful desk and he signs the bill with a flourish. I'm thinking that's probably what's going to happen, but I suspect he'll sign it. He may have signed it today or tomorrow. I think it's very quick. He's likely to sign it. And I learned, I'll probably do an article on it, but I don't know if it'll make it to publication, that in Wyoming, Governor Gordon has signed the reform on the constitutional carry bill there, doing away with the Wyoming residency requirement. So that was signed into the law just a few hours ago today.
So does that mean when you cross into the Wyoming, cross the Wyoming border,
you don't need a permit
at all? Nobody.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, it's not quite true because there's every law has a little quirk, and you know, I don't know. I haven't read every single thing about the Wyoming law that where in Arizona, for example, if you don't have a permit, you can't go armed into a bar. You have to have a permit to go armed into a bar, and it has to be the gun has to be concealed. In North Dakota, you don't need a permit to go armed into a bar, but the gun has to be carried openly. So you know, you get these little quirks.
Sure.
And there might be something in Wyoming law, but generally, most of the time, most places, most people are able to carry in Wyoming without a permit, either openly or concealed. And that will be the case in Tennessee as well. People have complained about some particulars in the Tennessee bill. For example, this is something I haven't seen in any other state, but in order to get a permit in Tennessee, you can't have had a driving while intoxicated charge in the last 5 years. Or a driving while, I guess, under the influence, I think is the terminology they use in Tennessee. Two of them, you can't have two of them in the last 10 years. Well, there's a significant chunk of people who, you know, get one of those charges sometime. But with the constitutional carry bill in Tennessee, if you're a Tennessean, if you have that on your record, you can't get a permit and you can't carry under the constitutional carry. But if you're not from Tennessee and you have a permit, you can. So, you know, you get these, and these are the levers, by the way, that are used when you reform legislation. You say, this is absurd. We have to do with that. It makes no sense whatsoever. And now that you've already got 99% of the camel into the tent, getting that last bit of the tail in gets a lot easier.
Right.
So I consider the Tennessee law to be constitutional carry. I expect it to be signed probably this week. It's Wednesday. I'd be surprised if it didn't get signed. Not very surprised, because sometimes, you know, schedules. You know, the governor has gone on a vacation. I don't know if that's the case. I'm just making it up. Or, you know, a family member gets in an accident or something. Things can happen to cause a couple of days delay. But I don't think, I think it's going to be signed, and I think Tennessee will become the 20th constitutional carry state. And I think it's happening at exactly the right time for it to happen, when people on the Supreme Court look and they say the whole middle of the country doesn't even require permits, and you're saying somebody can't even carry a gun with a permit in Hawaii or New York. By the way, both Hawaii and New York do not have any protection in their constitution for the keeping and bearing of arms. Hawaii has a statutory provision that sort of says it'll protect the same things as the Constitution. I'd have to review that.
Now, isn't the reason, and going back to Hawaii, which I know...
It was California and New York. Hawaii actually does have a provision, they just ignore it.
Well, I mean, one of the things I heard about the Ninth Circuit case was that they were more interested in Hawaii's traditions pre-coming into the United States. Did you hear that?
True. Yes, it's in the majority opinion, and I had to laugh because they said the Hawaiian law is long-standing because in 1853 the Kingdom of Hawaii passed a law against the carry of weapons. And of course, when it wasn't even a part of the United States, when it was a kingdom, you know, it was a monarchy, a royal... something driven by royalty, that means that law is longstanding and it should apply to the U.S., which has a constitution and a bill of rights. I mean, this is the kind of stretch they were doing. And then they went back to 28, Statute of Northampton, which was enacted in England, you know, that's what, 700 years ago? And they misinterpreted that statute. They refused to read the whole history of it. They took words out of the what was written about the history of it in order to make it fit. That's part of what I was saying, that they really committed fraud, in my opinion. I mean, if it were a legal contract and you said, this is so, and here's the document that proves it, and then the court brings up the document and they read it and says, well, this says opposite of what you're saying. Yes, but just the part that we quoted says what we want. That would be fraud. So I'm not impressed with the Ninth Circuit, but then I haven't been impressed with them for quite a while.
Yeah.
But there were four people out of the 11 who wrote, particularly the one who wrote the dissent, Judge O'Scanlan. He did an excellent job. It's beautifully written. If people like to read good prose, good argument, I'd urge them to read the dissent. And if they want to be discouraged about the state of ethics in our law, read the opinion. So it's a long read. You know, that's over 200 pages of fairly dense stuff. I happen to read fairly quickly, so it's not quite so bad, but it takes time. But if somebody's interested, you know, if you're a Second Amendment supporter and you're interested in all the details and all the arguments, it's a good read.
Well, here in South Carolina, it keeps passing votes. Constitutional carry keeps passing votes in the House.
Uh-huh.
But
that nothing in the Senate.
Well, it hasn't made it to the Senate yet.
Yeah, and nobody in the Senate has voted on it. It hasn't probably even been assigned to a committee yet.
No.
I don't know. But they did pass that open carry with a license through the House and the Senate, as I recall. Has that gone to the governor, do you know?
I haven't. I don't know.
I mean, because it's an improvement. There's only five states that don't allow open carry, and South Carolina is one of them.
Yeah, we need to not be one of them. We're about to run out of time, so let's roll the dice and say, if everything works on me on Friday, will you be joining us on Friday?
I intend to, yes, barring misadventure, as we both know can happen. So.
Yes, we do. In any event, all of this stuff that Dean, that we've talked about today, this is all stuff Dean has written. And you can find all of it at amoland.com, where he is the biggest writer on the biggest website of its type in the United, in the world, really, in the world. Thank you very much for joining me.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I enjoy it.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.